This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. John Conyers is stepping down, leaving Congress amid sexual harassment claims, but he wants to continue his legacy by having a son, and I think I even hear his nephew may even run for the seat. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, unfortunately, we have an out-of-control fire in Southern California near Ventura that I guess has already devoured 45,000 acres. Tens of thousands had to flee. One of my friends had posted a video from the hospital floor where he works, and you just see the fire almost surrounding the whole area. Very frightening, and it just came up overnight, and, you know, we're in wintertime, and we're really, really concerned because of the high winds. We'll talk about that. The hepatitis A outbreak has taken a new twist in that now San Diego's going to try to build giant tents for their homeless because more and more people are San Diego's awesome. It's one of the best cities ever. They're dying in San Diego. I apologize. There's also something called a ghost disease that apparently defectors of North Korea say they're getting during North Korean nuclear tests. We'll talk about what this ghost disease is. Many of you want to know if you could drink alcohol while you're on your medication, especially your antibiotics. We're coming up on, well, we are in the midst of holiday season and Christmas party season and Hanukkah coming up and New Year's Eve. And a lot of you guys are going to be on an antibiotic and you want to be able to drink. So we will answer that question. We have a man who decided to pop a pimple using a woodworking blade. Unfortunately, he developed a very rare fungal infection. We will talk about why it is not a good idea to find something from the garage and stick it in your face to pop a pimple. I don't know if many of you saw this video that I posted on my Facebook of Hitler being a ICU charge nurse and being furious when he got report. Well, the comedic talents behind that is somebody who I am really, really fond of, and he's kind of a beacon of, the nurse's cause. His name is the Dude Nurse, and he's going to be joining us in a few minutes to talk about what is plaguing the nursing industry as we talk about healthcare, especially since I give you, the medical, doctor, physician side. It's good to hear from the nurses and, what they think we need to do. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Somebody sent me this article on why girls are starting puberty earlier. I guess some 7-year-olds have been noticed to have some breast budding, which is kind of young. When I went to school, any early start of puberty around 8 years old was called precocious or early. But apparently 15% of girls at the 7-year-old age is already having breast development. And so with this early puberty, what does that cause long term? Well, of course, we're concerned about diabetes. We're concerned about obesity, and obesity may be spurning this. Fat makes hormones. So a very, very skinny child, very athletic, may be less curvy than somebody who was a little bit chunkier. Now, I was a skinny kid, but I developed my curves kind of early on. I just was always kind of a voluptuous-looking being. I hate to say that. Kind of made for a difficult game of duck, duck, goose you know, back in the second grade. But, you know, I really didn't develop full-on boobs until, I'd say, middle school. Because I remember in the fifth grade, them hurting a lot. And when I was in the fifth grade, I was 10. So I remember starting to have some changes. But I didn't, you know, I was kind of curvy, but I really didn't get my butt and my boobs, you know, until later. Unfortunately, girls that get them earlier were concerned about their risk of diabetes and heart disease later. Apparently, research at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and Mount Sinai Hospital, New York, found the largest risk factor for early puberty may be obesity, because fat cells convert other hormones into estrogen. So the more fat tissue a girl has, the higher her chance of starting puberty earlier. So whereas maybe the puberty itself might not be a cause of diabetes, the cause of the puberty starting could be. There's also been some concern that early menarche could be linked to ovarian cancer or breast cancer. There's a lot of studies looking at what happens if a girl starts her period earlier. But in terms of puberty and breast development, et cetera, I think I'm seeing a lot of children develop earlier. And even if it's not an obesity issue, I think it's the hormones in our milk and the hormones in our food. Okay, you know, hormones like other hormones and induce other hormones. And, you know, remember I told you when my kids played baseball, my two boys, a lot of the players were crying on the field when they fell down, you know, when they slid. Okay, I mean, you know, boys in the 1940s, I mean, they would slide head and neck first. They didn't give a heart and dude. You know, and if they cut themselves or whatever, they would just pat some dirt on it and move on. Well, nowadays, kids, they cry. And, you know, I remember looking at a bunch of kids, you know, coming off the field. And I'm like, okay, you know, you guys have a good game. They're like, no, we're done. And their outfits were as white as can be. I'm like, but where's the dirt? You mean after a baseball game, you're supposed to be pretty muddy, pretty dirty. The outfits look so white, I thought they were on their way to the field to play. So I get, there, you know, there may be, it may not just be so much, you know, all right, well, you know, maybe we're, you know, getting fatter. It could just be the whole thing. We're babying our kids more. We don't want them to get hurt. Health insurance is expensive, so we really don't want our kids breaking a bone. We don't want our kids getting an infection. We teach them it's okay to cry. When I grew up, you were not allowed to cry. Stop crying. I always got that. Stop crying. You were not allowed to cry. Now, oh, baby, let it out. And maybe psychologically that's healthier, but I think we're really changing the way we are developing. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Dude Nurse joins us. Don't go away. We're right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we're back to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason for working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is awesome. All right, so I'm sure many of you guys have heard of The Dude Nurse. He's got a great website at thedudern.com, and he is honoring us with coming on the show today. I am so excited. He's Klaus Campos, RN, BSN. Klaus, the dude, thank you for joining us. What is up?
Thank you for having me. I'm actually taking time off the work schedule right now to be on your show. It's a pleasure to be on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope so. I hope we make it a pleasure. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I love it. I love it that you call yourself the dude nurse. I, you know, it's we don't have a lot of male nurses. And I think they're in huge demand because of, you know, you guys, patients want, you know, men many times. They, you know, we need the strength on the floor. What are you noticing in terms of men in nursing?
Well, with over, I guess, 3 million nurses in the U.S., we're 8% of the nursing population are men. We joke around that the female nurses, our coworkers, are only one that's around for the pull, push and pull.
Yes.
it's great to be incorporated in a predominantly female occupation, and we do get the similar respect that everybody else gets around.
Do you ever, though, get discriminated against? I was going to ask, you know,
Some female patients would rather have a female nurse taking care of them. I don't take it personally. I try to treat it with the utmost professionalism and get them a female nurse to help them with any issues that they require. But I have maybe once or twice in my career had that happen. Other than that, no discrimination I felt. Aside from family members joking around, oh, you're a male nurse. In the workplace, I haven't felt any discrimination. But I do have male nurse friends that have felt discriminated against. They think they always get the heavier patients because they're male, than the combative patients because they're males. But I don't feel like that. Luckily, I haven't been discriminated against.
Mm-hmm. I love your accent. It's Portuguese, right?
Yes. I'm a Brazilian background, born and raised in South Florida, though.
South Florida, very good.
Yeah. Get rid of the accent.
All right. Well, I think the Dolphins are paid. What? Who, the Patriots this week? So, are you a Dolphin fan?
Just from being down here, we have to be.
I know. You guys will get a good year. We got to bring back the 90s for you guys. All right. So we're talking to Klaus Campos, the dude nurse. Now, you offer a forum for nurses to come together, discuss the healthcare field of today. You offer such an interesting perspective. You know, my listeners listen to me, and, you know, I give them the physician perspective of Obamacare and what happens in hospitals. But you guys are on the front line. You guys are the backbone of health care. What are the nurses feeling in today's healthcare climate?
I do feel nurses nowadays, that we in general feel that we don't have a voice in the healthcare field. With all the rules and regulations, hospitals are trying to adapt to get all the reimbursements they need. A lot of the tests are pushed on the nursing staff, not just the registered nurses, but also like the PCAs or the CNAs. And we feel like the people doing the rules or making the rules aren't necessarily nurses or have never worked at a bedside or a nursing unit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it makes no sense to us, but we push through and do the best we can. Now a lot of the issues that we see nowadays is the abuse on the nursing staff, by patients, family members, is on the news, patients getting aggressive, nurses getting hit, and even stabbed not so long ago was on the newspaper, a nurse got stabbed in a parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's a lot of apprehension on people trying to get into the nursing field, and with the shortage that we face nowadays, that something needs to change for in part of the nursing staff.
Tell us about the nursing shortage. I mean, you know, I tell my listeners about how, you know, when a hospital says we have no beds, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't have beds. There could be complete wards that are empty and open, but if there's not enough nurses, then, you know, we can't put patients in the rooms. You know, tell us about what you're seeing from shortages standpoint.
Yeah, that's correct. Depending on what sort of unit you work in, if it's a med-surg unit, You can go up to maybe 6-7 patients per nurse. And on more specialty units, cardiac units, ICUs, the ratio of patients to nurses are usually lower, maybe 4 or 3 to a nurse. And if there is no staff and there's patients coming in, unfortunately, for the safety of the patient, we can't take a patient because there's no nurse to care for that patient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about patient safety, which is my core belief, and it's why I do what I do, is to treat and care for the patient as safe as possible. And
that's
unfortunately, we have a lot of nurses retiring and not that many coming into the profession.
That's a good point. There's an aging out of a lot of the nurses. You know, bringing up the point of like the 4-to-1 ratio, you know, if you're taking care of, you know, 4 patients and they go, oh, please just take one more, you almost have to triage. Helping that one other person could unfortunately sacrifice those other 4, you know, there was, I guess, a Rhode Island hospital that was asked to close down because they didn't have proper nursing patient ratios. And I guess some states mandate 1-to-1. In ICUs. What's the ratio you're usually seeing in the ICU?
In the ICUs, a lot of ICUs that I've seen, they work in acuity base. So depending on how, you know, how acute the care of your patient is, they will lower that the patient ratio to a nurse. But usually it's 3-to-1 in the ICUs. I work in a step down unit. It's 4-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
In a cardiac step down unit. So we do 4-to-1. But yeah, it's evidence based practices. If the more patients a nurse get, the higher percentage of infection rates,
right.
Skin breakdowns, even, you know, mortality rates go up based on the ratio of patient to nurse.
Okay, well, now let's talk while I have you. I know many people are interested in what are people doing that tick you off? So, like, when the family comes, right, to visit, what are some of the things, okay, that just really get under you guys' skin that we need to stop doing as family members?
One thing that I experienced this week that kind of ticked me off a little bit was a patient that had 5 kids. And I got calls from 4 of them. And every time I get a phone call with one, it's 5-10 minutes spending updating the family members on the same thing.
Oh.
So if the family can't get together, designate one person to call.
Right.
And minimize that interruption on the nursing staff. Well, that would be greatly appreciated on my part.
Oh, there we go. What about doctors? What do doctors do that just really get under your skin? I know that we don't have 2 hours to talk about it, but because I spread the word.
Well, one thing that I would like to see is improve communication between the doctors and nurses, and not just leave it to the nursing staff to read your notes. Tell me, what do you think? Ask me how the patient is doing on, you know, my assessment, and just tell me what you plan, and so I can, you know, have
partner
a better
with
understanding
you.
Of
partner.
What. Yes, we're a team in healthcare.
Exactly.
But I do see a lot of doctors go in, out, write their notes, and that's it.
Well, Klaus Campos, the Dude RN, thank you so much. Guys, go to his website at the Dude RN. Find him on Facebook and Twitter. Klaus, can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Ciao.
It's been a pleasure.
Save here. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, while we're on the subject of doctors, a doctor has admitted to trading medications for sex. At least three opioid-addicted patients were, quote, coerced into having sex with him in order to keep getting their medications. Alright, this has been reported out of Chicago, Illinois. A LaSalle County physician has pleaded guilty in federal court Monday to a drug dealing conspiracy involving exchanging opiates for sex with his patients. Dr. Constantino Perales, 66 years old, admitted that he would prescribe oxycodone, which is in Percocet, and Xanax to an accomplice who would kick back money after selling the drugs on the street, and required at least three patients who were opioid-addicted patients to have sex with them in order to keep getting and receiving their medications. This is such an embarrassment to the medical community. I cannot even read this further. Oh, my gosh. This is not why we go into medicine. We go into medicine to help people, not blackmail them or coerce them into having sex with us. Oh, my gosh. One of the three patients came to Perales in 2011 for treatment with a heroin addiction. He made sex a precondition of prescriptions for her. Another patient was a former employee. Perales admitted to prescribing her oxycodone 11 times in 2012 and 2013 without ever carrying out any kind of medical exam. This is according to the plea agreement. Now, the longtime doctor formerly had a practice in Peru, about 50 miles west of Joliet, and he was indicted in 2013 on 17 counts of illegally dispensing drugs, according to federal prosecutors. His state license to practice medicine was suspended, and he turned over his federal registration after authorities executed a search warrant at his office. Now, I guess he resides in Chicago. In light of the current opioid crisis in LaSalle County, they said, and its detrimental impact on its residents, this is perhaps the most satisfying case I've ever worked on. It's certainly an experience I won't forget, according to Chief Deputy LaSalle State Attorney Brian Vescogne, said what is arguably one of the most egregious betrayals of trust conducted by a doctor. It certainly did not go unnoticed by local law enforcement and resulted in bringing justice on behalf of all the victims and families. So anyway, according to his plea agreement, his accomplice, Andrew Strandell, who cut a deal with prosecutors and agreed to testify against Perales, would sell drugs on the black market and pay the doctor between $15 and $20 per every pill he was able to sell. This Strandell guy is 36 years old. He pleaded guilty to the same charges as Perales earlier this year. Sentencing hearing has not been set. Now, they say the single count of conspiracy to possess a controlled substance with the intent to distribute is punishable by up to 20 years in prison and a fine of $1 million. But, I mean, not only is the drug dealing just, telling patients that they can get their medication if they do sexual favors for you is, I think, one of the most disgusting acts I've ever heard. There was somebody else that was, raping his patients while they were asleep. That is even worse than that. For those of you that are pretty disgusted with the whole healthcare system and not a big fan of doctors, I understand why when you hear this news, but please understand this is like one in a million. And there are idiots out there. And I don't know where people go from dedicating their lives to medicine and medical school and going through all the trials and tribulations and difficulties to get to where you are to be a physician, from where they go from that to deciding to be a criminal or a creep or a disgusting son of a... I don't know when that transition happens. You see students, you can't get through medical school without really innately wanting to help people. And I just don't understand how somebody wanting to help people could then turn around and want to hurt them. Or, it's sick. And, medical school weeds these people out. Because, you can't get through biochem, you can't get through neurology, you can't get through a, surgery call, being an idiot, you can't. But then again, some of the biggest criminals are some of the most intelligent. And so, maybe some people really know how to, manipulate. John Conyers, let's move to Representative John Conyers. He faces allegations that he sexually harassed former employees, has announced this morning on a Detroit radio station that he is going to leave Congress immediately. He has endorsed his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. Now, Representative Conyers is the longest-serving current member of the House of Representatives and the longest-serving African-American in history, from what we understand. And he says, I am retiring today. I am in the process of putting together my retirement plans. I will have more about that very soon. He continued to deny that he had harassed any of his former employees and said he did not know where the allegations came from. He said, my legacy can't be compromised or diminished in any way by what we are going through now. This too shall pass. My legacy will continue through my children. So Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat of Texas, also announced Mr. Conyers' retirement on the floor Tuesday morning, saying he had informed Speaker Paul Ryan and Representative Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, and Governor Rick Snyder in Michigan of his decision. So now this sets up a little, I guess, battle, they say, in the Conyers family for his Detroit area House seat. Ian Conyers, a Michigan state senator and the grandson of Mr. Conyers' brother, so a nephew, says he plans to run for the seat. Now, Conyers Sr. is 88 years old. We would have been really, really surprised if he decided to stay on. You know, being 88 years old with everything going on, just leave and let, you know, somebody else take over. But it sounds like he really wants family and kin in that seat. The doctor advised him of the rigor of another campaign would be too much for him in terms of his health. Now, Ian Conyers is 29 years old. Now, apparently, going back to the history of Conyers Sr., he took the Michigan seat in the House back in 1965. He stepped down from the Judiciary Committee once the allegations surfaced, and he has been facing intense pressure to resign. He says the accusations are false. There's been multiple accusations against him from prior workers, and it's time he does leave. There's apparently this tsunami now of congressmen and obviously people in Hollywood, et cetera, who have been revealed, Matt Lauer, whose sexual predator history in allegation form have been surfacing. And you're guilty until proven innocent, obviously, and when it comes to that. And Al Franken, with his inappropriate touching and, you know, sticking his throat in the mouth of Leanne Tweeden, senior House Democrats have been calling for Al Franken to resign. So it's very interesting to see what's happening. If you've noticed, it's been a little quiet in the news. We haven't heard of any new allegations or accusations. But then again, it's not a very sexy topic right now. Everybody's worried about the tax bill. Everybody's worried about, what's been going on with Mueller and the whole FBI issues. So we're not really seeing a lot more lately with this. Don't think that the tsunami has gone away or there's no more ripples with that. It's still unfolding, and we're probably week by week going to hear of more and more people who it's going to be their demise. People that have allegedly, some creepy things in their past. And so, Conyers stepping down, I think, is right on. Should he just give it to a son, or should it be an open election? I think that's up to the voters. I really think the voters should choose who replaces him. But I'm not sure how that works. You guys know more about politics than I do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to talk about this fire in Southern California, where they're at right now. Apparently, it exploded overnight. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So pretty scary stuff. An explosive brush fire raced through Southern California with ferocious speed, they're saying, spreading about 50 acres to an estimated 45,000 acres in a matter of hours. Tens of thousands of residents have had to flee. As of now, it's named the Thomas Fire. It began in a canyon near St. Paula, about 65 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles near Ventura. By 4 a.m. Pacific time, the fire had advanced into the city limits of Ventura. That has a population of more than 100,000. According to Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen, said in a news briefing overnight, the prospects for containment are not good. Really, Mother Nature is going to decide if we have the ability to pull it out. Wow. Your hearts and prayers. It's cold. Okay, we're coming into Christmas season. It's really windy. We're starting to come into storm season. And it's never a good time for a fire, but this just happened out of the blue. We don't have an injury report yet to report. The cause of the fire also we don't know yet. The fire has grown to cover an area roughly the size of Washington, D.C. 27,000 people evacuated thus far, more on the way. 150 structures were destroyed by the fire. They say the number is expected to increase. Firefighters cannot assess the damage yet because, again, the fire is out of control. That is what they're using as of now, out of control. The structures continue to be threatened due to the intensity of the fire. They say crews are having trouble making access, and there are multiple reports of structures on fire. Firefighters also responded to another blaze that erupted further east. This one is called the Creek Fire. That fire was spreading north of downtown Los Angeles and had expanded rapidly. That has already stretched to 2,500 acres within hours. So high winds and dry conditions, it doesn't matter if it's cold. And, you know, Los Angeles has been 60, 70 degrees, roughly. We were just there a week or two ago. It was hot, you know. It's not really considered winter time, as, you know, my back east listeners, you know, believe it to be, and they think we're kind of wussies because we have such a mild winter. And I wish we had some snow. I would love to get some snow where I live. I live in Vegas. So they say incident commander reporting winds are increasing. That's going to increase, unfortunately, make things worse. One person was killed in a car crash trying to evacuate, but that was the early reports. Then we had a new report saying nobody has been confirmed dead. So thus far, like I said, we don't have that data, but we will let you know. Again, God bless the firefighters. God bless the first responders. And wow, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this hepatitis A outbreak that started a few months ago. What San Diego is doing is because the majority of them, I believe 70% of those having hepatitis A or dying from it, are homeless. So there's going to be three industrial-sized tents that are going to house the homeless. And the first one of the three will be open this week. About 20 people, or actually it was opened on Friday, I apologize. They said about 20 people made their way to bunk beds Friday in a tent, and each tent can house 350 single men and women. Two other giant tents will be opened later this month, one for families and one for veterans. San Diego turned to tents to get people off the streets and contain a hepatitis A outbreak that has thus far killed 20 people. They said there's going to be a marked difference in what we see on the streets today and what we see at this time next year, according to the nonprofit group, the Alpha Project. They are going to operate the tents. They say 3,000 people are living on San Diego streets. The city opened a temporary campground in October where 200 people lived in tents. Now they're going to be moved to the new giant tents. Now the goal is for residents to not stay longer than 120 days and for 65% of them to later move to permanent housing. The city had to divert $6.5 million budgeted for permanent housing to fund the operation of the tents for 7 months. Operation, you're going to need food, you're going to need sanitation, you're going to need security. They say the tents were proposed by business leaders and others who saw the project as a way of creating a safe and humane environment for homeless people living in unsafe conditions and threatened by hepatitis A. Plus, we're coming in the winter, so we can have people with hypothermia. You know, it's just not a good time for people to be homeless. Very scary time for them, not to mention flu season and pneumonia season. They say the tents are going to provide an array of services from mental health care to housing navigators, but the city still faces an acute housing shortage for the poor. Mayor Kevin Falconer has earmarked more than $80 million in funds to address the problem. Now, Gemma Labrado lives a block away from the tent. She says she is glad to see the streets being cleaned up, but she worries that now it's going to attract more homeless. Last Sunday, a homeless man high on drugs with a bleeding hand ran into her apartment when she opened the door, and he locked himself in the bathroom. She and her six-year-old son ran out and called the police. The man broke things in the bathroom and left bloodstains on the floor and scared her. She said, if this makes things more orderly, then I support this, but I'm worried. I don't want this to bring in more homeless to the area and people using drugs or families with children around here. So, dealing with the homeless population, we predict that more and more people are going to be homeless as the years progress and as unemployment rises. And when somebody becomes homeless, it's very benign how many times it starts, okay? I mean, nobody becomes homeless on purpose. Nobody wakes up and says, look, I am going to make it my life mission to become homeless, okay? They start out, they have a place to live, they're feeding themselves, etc., and they have a job, and they lose that job. All right, well, they try to get another job, and then that doesn't work. And even though we have means for people to get on welfare, etc., there's some people that just don't know how to navigate that system. Maybe they have mental illness. Maybe they have a learning disability. Maybe they go into a depression. And so they get kicked out of their home and they or their apartment, etc. And so they, are tired that one day and they find a place to sleep. They're like, well, I got to get some food today and I'll figure this out. I'll turn things around. And they just start living. Homeless people are survivors. I mean, they will figure out a way to live, figure out a way to find warmth. I mean, they will, some unfortunately don't, and they end up in the hospital, and they end up very, very sick, etc. But a lot of homeless people, they are basically surviving in their surroundings without having a means to have a safe housing environment. Just like, when we were talking about the hepatitis A outbreak and how one health department worker thought it was because of the new law in California where plastic bags are now becoming a rarity because you have to pay for a plastic bag because it's to help with the environment. Well, homeless people would poop in the bag so they wouldn't get it on other things. I mean, we're not talking about people that are completely demented. We are talking about, some very sane, competent people that are operating a little community within themselves and trying to do the best they can with free things that they could get. Very high levels of intelligence, using a bag to put your excrement into. But without the bags, what are they supposed to use? Especially if it's not safe to go to an outhouse. Or these, portable potties. And it's not safe because rapes happen in there, people attack you. It's not safe for people. So they'd rather stay in their huddle with whom they know in their little community and then poop in their tent. And they were using these bags to get rid of their excrement. And so they believe this is one of the reasons why the hepatitis outbreak happened, because you can get hepatitis from oral fecal route or contaminated stool. So to solve the homeless problem, we got to stop unemployment and we got to make sure there's an easier means for people to be able to get public assistance. 1-877-DOC-DELI. Don't go away.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.